Hey, trigger warning for this episode. We will be talking about some serious things, like again, suicide, and also just like some negative effects social media has, but also positive effects. We hope you enjoy. Love y'all.
And it's Cara. Hey guys, and welcome to our 9th episode of the Losers Podcast. In today's topic, we are going to be talking about social media and what we think about it. So,
and the different influences social media can cause.
Yeah.
Cara, would you like to start it?
Sure. So, what do you think of social media itself? Like, you know, the basic, like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube. Is YouTube social media? I think it is, because you're interacting with people. And, you know, the basic, like, the top fives, basically. I personally think that social media is, like, kind of toxic, but also healing at the same time. Because I've gone through moments that, like, when I was, like, I don't know, in pain. Thank you, Nessa Britt. But I basically think that it's kind of toxic, because there's been lots of toxic moments where there's some people who are just drama-focused and, like, only care about drama and how social media is basically like their life. They only care about social media, the picture perfect life, and the like perfect image. KK?
I think that social media can both have negative and positive effects. I do think that a lot of like the older grown-ups would think that social media has some really bad effects. Well, like as Carl was saying, how like influencers put out like this perfect life, quote unquote perfect, and it makes people who are quote unquote normal, not really not normal, but it just makes them feel like that's like the perfect life, that, you know, and like feel bad and like just hate themselves because they don't look like a certain person that like posts like pictures of themselves. And then there's also like all the hate factors, like with the comments and everything. And that's like where it's really negative. But then it's really positive with like, you know, everyone is like, everyone can hype people up, you know? And there's like, they share news about, like, for example, Biden winning, and like their happiness, and it's sometimes like one of the only places they can actually talk to people that will listen to them, because maybe like at their like their home, their family, they don't really listen, and they've made friends that do listen, you know, and they actually like, yeah. Even like making friends online can be like something really scary, but social media, it's just, I guess, like the most safest way, but like to have like the best experience, but like just have like all your stuff on private, unless it's YouTube, because I don't think there's like a way for you to have YouTube on private. But yeah, but private, like having the private settings on, only followers, the only people that follow you can comment and stuff, which is fine, because like who would want to follow you and give you hate comments, or you can just block them. But yeah, like I was saying, there's like positive and negatives to social media. Ash?
Yeah, I also think that there's positive and negatives to social media as well, and like people who like who kind of start negative stuff or stuff like that, they're always going through something as well. Like, they're not always thinking of themselves, but like probably they don't know how to express themselves, like, because there's stuff like going on behind the cameras and like the phones and all the social media, and we never know what's happening to them unless they like share it with everybody. So it's kind of hard to understand influencers, but like also it's really complicated because you don't want to share so much information about your personal life and you don't want to share too little. Like, I don't know, it's like really complicated. So
Kara, what's your opinions on social media? Like, what does social media mean to you?
Well, I think it's like an important tool, but then again, it's like a very risky tool at the same time. Like, it could be informational and it could be fun, but at other times it could be like very dangerous and very hurtful towards you. So it's like a mix basically.
I agree. Also, like, who's your favorite like social media influencer or like anyone in the like social media route? Or anybody who is in the social media?
Influencers compared to politicians. Okay, so I guess Sienna May, I like her, and she's good body positivity, and she talks, she like brings up like important things about that's happening in the world, and she, you know, she's like using her platform in the best way most of the time. Yeah, and she's only 16, so that's really cool. Ash?
I was also gonna say Sienna May as well, because I really like her body positivity and I wish I had her confidence. But then, aside from like social, like TikTok, this might sound really stupid, but the band members of Astro, the K-pop group, because they make my life so happy with their music and their dance. But they make it, how they make it so stressful, like I can't express it, but they make my life so stressful.
So for me, social media wise, I really like I like a lot of people, but it kind of like depends on how, what like time they're in, because there might be like drama and all that stuff, which is like you don't want it. But I also really like Bill Maher. I don't know how to say his name. It's like this name. I don't know if you guys could see it, but this name.
Bill Mayer? Mayer?
Yeah, I really like him because he's really funny and he's really honest with his words, because like he really like says like how like he's a Democrat, but I really like how he's really honest with his words. Like, he like posts some stuff about like how Trump was like he's like a comedian, he's really funny, and he posts lots of stuff about political issues and all that stuff, but like in a funny way. But in like that route, like not typically like the social media route, not like in the goal of getting social media famous, I really like Diversity Our Narrative, because they teach people about important topics about like politics and about like, you know, gender roles and like LGBTQ+ communities and like, you know, just about everything that's like they're like, it's like an organization of students, like more than like 1,000 students, fighting for racial race through an anti-racist curricula. And I really like that positivity because it's just so positive and very understandable, because they're teaching people, and they're also like making informational posts about I guess also a Democrat point of view. Ash?
Oh, also to go with the Astro people, I really like the group energy because it makes me happy, and I think happiness is one thing that's good in the world for a good reason, not about like
I agree with you about like saying of how positivity, I mean happiness, is important, because anything that like makes you happy, it's all up to you. If it makes you happy, you don't really have to like care about what the other person says. It's just like it's
also when we're talking about like being happy, also like to those like, you know, listening, that hating on other people, and like giving them death threats and stuff, that makes you happy, please get some help. That's not cool at all.
But you also have to be safe while being happy, because you can't just like do something that's very like dangerous and violent in the community, because first of all, it's inappropriate and violent. Shout out to the people who know what I'm talking about. Ash?
Yeah, I think happiness is complicated because there's so many features and all that stuff, so yeah.
And you don't know when you're truly happy, but like you might feel like, I don't know how to explain it, but like you might like just like make your mind to give yourself and think that like make your mind think that you're happy and everything, but maybe it's just not that. That's like, I'm not putting that to anybody, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So a question that I have is, what is one post on social media that made you like, that you really liked, and one post that you didn't? I know it's like a stupid question, but I was just wondering, because a lot of people have different things.
Wait, like post like someone else posted, or you posted, or yourself posted there?
Or can
so on Instagram, I posted, okay, the only reason I really didn't like posting this was because I was talking about my little rat that died. I had a pet rat, and it was really sad, and I really didn't want to say anything, but I did, and it was really sad. But like, the thing that made it even worse was like, someone that I know, they DM'd me, and then they started talking about like how they started losing pets, and like, they didn't say sorry or anything. They're just like, oh, I left the pet too, and blah, 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 and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, and they said, oh, it happened like years ago, and I'm like, yeah, and it was like really stupid, and I really didn't need it in that time of day, so, yeah, a post that I enjoyed was posting about, Biden and Harris, Kamala Harris, winning the, election.
So I'm not a typical like poster. I don't like post that much on my like Instagram or social media at all, because I feel like it's sometimes like too, like, I want to say toxic if people saw me post it, but too like too weird if I posted, because I always overthink and all that. But basically, my favorite post, it's not really a post, but like a story post on Instagram. I always post about how political stuff matter and all that. So I like post about Black Lives Matter and the movement, and like where you can donate and all that. And I post about many other like places you can donate to, like other than BLM movement. And I also post about stuff where you could like learn, like some facts, some interesting facts and all that, and like really good stuff. And also I really recommend the Real Depression Project, which really like gets you focused on how to learn a person and all that. So like they teach you what like stigma looks like, they teach you how depression isn't only like pills and all that. And I also post about how women, because I'm really feminist, and I feel like it's important to spread words about feminism and all that stuff, because I'm like I'm not an advocate, but I care about that type of stuff.
I said I'm an advocate for
like feminism. Like I care about feminism because it's really at my heart, because I've been in times where people were like misogynistic, and yeah.
One post that I liked that I posted was when when COVID wasn't a thing. And I posted a Lunar New Year post and all that stuff with me and my friends, and yeah. And then one thing I didn't like that I post, I used to like it, but it just brings up very sad memories of my life. I posted, it's still on my page, but I posted this thing where me and a group of friends, we kind of did a peace sign and then made a star and then showed our matching bracelets we got together. It was just simple red bead bracelets and all that stuff. But like that time I was, oh my God, my life was so confusing. And like, I was like, I had depressed moments and it was hard. Very hard. Yeah.
Ace?
That was really it was really inspiring to hear Ash, how you overcame these obstacles. And I actually don't really like look at social media that much, so there's really not been very impactful posts or things I've seen, because I mostly focus on other things rather than social media and stuff like that. So yeah. Katie? Oh, Ash.
Thank you, Ace. Thank you, Ace.
Of course, no problem. It's just that it's nice to see somebody who overcame their obstacles and didn't give up. KK?
Ash, I'm so glad that, you know, you are
becoming happier. I mean, you know, that you're right, KK?
Yeah, I'm alright. That you're finding yourself, and yeah, and that you're here today. I'm really glad about that. And that you are healthy.
Yeah, me too. I'm really happy that you're healthy and kind of in a better state. So we're proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. I'd just like to say that every one of you has overcome obstacles in your life, and I'm glad that you're trying to, like, move on. Not move on, maybe just trying to overcome those challenges along the way, and which, I guess, I respect that, and I hope your goals and wishes just come true someday.
Also, talking about social media again, what do you guys think about people who post negatively in social media? Do you think they're going through something, or do you think they just want to like post something negative just because?
For like attention or something.
Yeah.
Yes, Ash.
I think there's both sides, both stories, different stories. Sorry. There's probably a story where somebody is going through something and I learned from a Korean drama again that the meanie was going through stuff and they're being mean to the quote unquote main character or main cast member thing, the main character. And there's also just people who think that making fun of other things is fun. I don't know how people think that's fun, but it's sad. It's very, very sad to see all the negativity in the world.
I personally think that it depends. Like, I saw this girl who, she was like circling around on TikTok where she licked a toilet bowl on an airplane, and I'm sure, I'm like 100% sure that was for attention, and it was like in the sicky times, which like it's so negative that she like licked the toilet bowl just for clout or attention, which is really like bad. That like I hope she knows now what she's done wrong, but I don't think it was because she was like dealing with like a bad mental state. Like, I'm not sure if she has a bad mental state, but I just wish her the best in her journey. Ace? Karina?
Maybe like the hard thing about like, you know, the dark part of social media, because it's hard to tell or like assume if someone's like just doing for attention or if they truly just want to they just truly post that because they have they need help and like that's like the way they need help. Or there could also be negative stuff, like someone like saying, oh, I saw this person do something and they're just trying to spread awareness, but like, you know, other people could like say differently, like saying, you know, they just did it for attention stuff. So it's like really hard to, you know, understand which is which, especially since something like, for example, if someone said on social media that they wanted to kill themselves, and like you automatically go to, oh, they're joking, and then it's like literally true, they like really need help. That's when someone says something as dark as that, you go straight to like going to the serious part. And if they're joking about it, they should know that's something you shouldn't joke about. So yeah. Ace.
Okay. So two things to say. First off, to answer the question, people say negative stuff because it's like in a way to express their feelings without having somebody else to like confront them, because you don't know who's gonna watch and like who the person is you're gonna talk to. It's like you have no consequences, I guess you could say, because since you don't see them face to face, you wouldn't worry about what they would say or think about you, or like if you know them personally, which is why I think some people just put their opinions on social media to like relieve themselves, I guess. To add on to KK, I had an experience once where I was scrolling through social media and this person was actually talking about killing themselves, and that they had left like a scheduled tweet saying that they had finished their lives, and that to me, I don't really know how I reacted. I'm like, is this real? Is this fake? I don't know what to believe anymore. So when I investigated further, I found out that his parents actually like prevented him from doing that, which is good. But it's still like, I guess social media is a way to express your feelings no matter what the circumstances are.
That is a really beautiful way of putting it, Ace. I really agree with you of how you don't really know what the person is going through unless you are that person. doesn't really matter if you're like their parents or all that, but only the person who is posting about it knows what they're going through and knows why they're posting it. And yeah, that's great that you said that. I feel like that's really important.
Thank you, Carl.
Anyways, I saw a quote by this person where they said, let me get it. They said like something about like a mentality to millionaire and like how like they're like basically like they're your mentor and how they want you to get in the best spot or like in the best like motive. They said here, this is like a quote by them. They said, "Became a ghost. Don't like attention. Just hustle. I'm holding a free training that will show." Oh, this is not the right one. This is like the wrong one. Here, this is the one. It's by Derek Moneyberg. He says, "Don't focus on going to 0 to 100. Focus on going to 0 to 10. Then 10 to 0. 20, then 20 to 30, and so on until you get to 100. Build sustainable habits through gradual progression." And he's like an entrepreneur and professional speaker who teaches his followers how to become an elite business owner using the same strategies he used to advise 8-figure companies and build himself multiple million-dollar businesses. I'll leave his username in the description.
To share my thoughts about that quote, I like how it's all like a progress or like a path you take. It's not like one from one step to the next, you know, everything. It's like a process that keeps going on and on as you learn more or as you understand more or as you do more stuff. I think that this is really important to just not like rush life or like maybe not just rush to get older as some people do. I'm not really sure if what I'm saying is right, but like just to take in the information and to like learn from it and to practice it.
Yeah, I agree with you. KK?
The quote. sorry. It's fine. I don't know why I just did it. It's fine. I like the quote. I think that it's important. I think it's important to, you know, pace yourself and not always try to go right to perfection. In that way, like 100 could be perfection. And yeah, I also think that like if you do try to go straight to perfection, that like, you know, something bad could come out of it, and you know, that's really like, that's not what we want. That's not what you should want. Yeah, just like, you know, ease into becoming what you want to be, or like just ease into your life, you know? Yeah.
Ash?
I think the quote reminds me of like, don't go straight to success. You want to pace yourself, and like, I guess because pacing yourself, you are less stressed than going straight to success or like something like that. Like, you want to pace yourself.
Yeah, and I wanted to add on to myself about how it's another way of putting it as like, don't lose, like if you're like in a quote, like here. If you want to lose, like 20 pounds, first go into, 5 pounds, then go into 6 pounds, and then 9 pounds, and then so on, little by little. It doesn't have to be, this big step to the stair where you skip 5 other steps. You can go through, you can go one by one at a time, or half a one at a time. It doesn't have to be in the same pace as others.
Thank you for listening. We hope you really like this. Love y'all.
Bye.